Good morning. You're with Jeremy and Amanda. Who's this?
Good morning, guys. It's Ellie Holcomb.
Hey, Ellie. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad to be talking with y'all. In the midst of everything being, you know, kind of crazy right now, we are doing really good. We're getting ready to hit the road again. My husband and I will be touring again, and we're going to take our kids. We're all going to live on a bus for a while.
So what does that look like for you guys as far as preparing? Like, do you pack minimally? Is there always lots of extra stuff? How does that look?
Yes, there will be a lot of extra bed sheets for children who have accidents in the middle of the night. And then it's hilarious. Like, I just was working on our select basket of toys that we will have on the bus, most of which will include like frisbee, balls, anything that gets them moving and running, because we have especially our three-year-old, we call him our joy tornado. Mm. Having him live on a little bus is like putting a puppy in a crate all day.
Right. Well, what great memories these kids are going to have, and so excited for you guys to be hitting the road again, and excited that we have some new music from you. It's been a hot minute. But I Will Carry You, such a great song.
Thank you so much. It has been such a joy. You know, it's been out on the record, but for it to release as a single and to start playing it live more often at shows, it's been good for me, honestly. It's a good reminder.
So tell us a little bit about the song so we can help other people understand like where this song came from and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. So I was sitting down to write with my friend Ben Glover. He's a great producer here in Nashville, and we both have girls. We have daughters. And we were just talking about how many things our daughters growing up in this generation have to compare themselves to. This, like, you know, the swiping mentality where you're looking at everybody else's social life and the highlight reel. And we were just like, man, we want to write a song that will help our girls know that whether or not they are on top of their A game, like they are crushing life, or when they are at their very worst, we wanted to write a song that would help them know that they are always beloved by God and that they are always carried by Him. And I think there's a lot of pressure that we put on ourselves as adults, that kids put on themselves, especially young girls growing up. And so it started off as just a song for our daughters, but really it has changed. In the middle of writing the song, I encountered this beautiful verse from Isaiah 41:14, and it says this: "That's right, because I, your God, have a firm grip on you, and I am not letting go. I'm telling you, don't panic. I'm right here to help you." And y'all, I stumbled across that version. It's a message version of Isaiah 41:14, and I started crying, y'all. I just was like, there are so many things, especially in the past 2 years, that I feel like I've tried to carry, and it has been such a sweet reminder of the Lord. As we started writing this song for our daughters, we realized this is just as much a song for us to remember that before we're adults with responsibilities of parenting and carrying all the things that we carry, we are first and foremost beloved sons and daughters of the Most High God, and we can carry our burdens to Him, and He is good and faithful and strong enough to carry them for us.
Now, Ellie, you and Drew both have three kids. You've got Rivers, Huck, and then Emmy Lou. So you have the one daughter. What season of life are you in with your daughter right now?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I was just listening to a podcast about her age. She's 9, and she's in the stage of the adventure years. It is just so fun to watch her try new things. She doesn't have a lot of self-consciousness right now. And we were coming from a stage before where she had been through some times where she felt more worried and, you know, a little bit afraid. And so it has been so beautiful. I told her, it's been really sweet. I'm like, hey, baby, the song that mommy wrote for you is like on the radio right now, all over the country. And she's like, Mom, that's so cool. We were talking about it the other day. She was like, because you know what? God, really hanging on to some of the Bible verses that we've hung on to, God has like made me pretty brave. And I'm like, baby, He has. And so it's been so beautiful to hold on to truth with her on some days when she's been more afraid, and to see God carry her through those seasons of being afraid into the season of really being brave and trying a lot of new different things. So it's a really sweet season with her.
Well, you mentioned the Bible verses that you guys have talked about and have memorized. That leads us into something really cool that you put out at the beginning of the year, a devotional book, and it's called Fighting Words. And I love where it came from. It came from a place where you're like, Satan's lying to me. I need to fight back. And here's the words that I use to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like if God calls his word a sword, I want to use it because I am so sick of the enemy who, you know, Satan's called the father of lies. And when he speaks lies, there's native language. And there's so often, I don't know about y'all or anyone who's listening, but there's so often days where I believe those lies. And I just thought, man, I am so sick of the enemy stealing my joy, my peace, that like John 10:10, life to the full that God says that he wants to give us. And so I was like, I am not going down without a fight. And so I started memorizing scripture about 15 years ago with a friend of mine who battles depression, really because we realized it wasn't enough to just acknowledge the lies that we were believing. We kind of needed to replace the lie with something stronger, which is the truth from God's word. And y'all, it has changed me. It has changed me, and it hasn't necessarily changed all of my circumstances, but it has given me kind of solid ground to stand on when the shame storms roll in. And I have been so delighted to write this devotional. It's 100 days of speaking truth into the darkness. And as it turns out, the light is always stronger than the darkness, y'all. It always is. And so it's been such a delight to invite other people to kind of really sit, like come to the banquet table of God's word and eat and drink their fill. And really, there's 10 scripture memory invitations in there. And just to invite them, it feels like inviting my brothers and sisters to bury some treasure in their heart. And that is what I've been doing. And it has been such a delight and a joy. And I've been doing that with my kids too. One of the ones that I memorized with my little girl, y'all, was from 2 Timothy. And we have a song. Do you want me to sing it for you? It's really fast.
Yes, of course.
We had the tornado that went through Nashville last year. So we had a lot of fear around storms after that, of course, because it was so scary. We woke up to our house shaking. That was a really, scary night for them. And so anytime a storm comes now, we walk around singing this song because I was trying to help my kids memorize it. And honestly, for me and for them, if we can just sing it, it helps a lot. So our storm verse is from 2 Timothy, and it goes like this. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And so, y'all, we like march around our kitchen singing that and banging on pots and pans. And it has been, it's just been a joy to see what happens when I hold on to the truth from God's word, and then what happens when my kids start to hold on from the truth from God's word too.
I feel like that example is evidence of something that I find to be true in my own life. And I think your devotional book also like references this, that sometimes you have to say the words out loud with your mouth in order for your heart and your brain to believe them. Because there are times where we know the truth, but like, man, I'm just not feeling it, or I'm not believing it today. But when your mouth actually says the words, like it has power.
It has power. And that's such a good word right there, because the opposite is true when we're speaking the lies out loud. Those have power too. Mm. And so it's like, ooh, I want to be someone who is speaking life and truth and light to other people, but also into my own heart, you know? And so I was doing this scripture memory with my friend who battles depression, and I was telling my other friend, Sarah, how amazing it had been for us. And she was like, oh, this makes total sense, and it's been good. This is exactly what Jesus did when he was tempted in the desert. Any lie that the enemy whispered to him, every single one, he responded with the words, it is written. Mm. It is written. So that is how Jesus, like the Son of God, fought the lies of the enemy. And so that feels like a pretty good example for us to follow. It's like, speak the truth out loud, even when you don't believe it, and watch as your heart and your feelings begin to follow.
This is a lot of really great information, and obviously Fighting Words, a great resource for those that are struggling with that kind of thing. But I'm just kind of curious what you would say to encourage somebody who's even finding it difficult to pick up the book and open it up, or listen to a song, that they're just in such a difficult place that even making the first move is hard.
First of all, I would just say, I'm sorry, and you are not alone. And my friend wrote the most beautiful poem the other day about winter solstice, which is the darkest day of the year. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of us have been in those, in just some heavier seasons of loss and pain and isolation. And she wrote this beautiful poem that I actually keep in front of me, in front of my eyes a lot these days. Mm. And she says this: reaching your darkest night, bed down early and trust with the passing of winter solstice. Nature guards your sick bed, serving you sunlight a spoonful more each day. Mm. And so I would say, if you can get outside and remind yourself, like, literally each day is getting brighter every day, and listen to sort of the song that creation sings with you. If it feels too impossible for you to open up that book, look at the dead branches on the trees around you and try to remind yourself that spring is coming. Mm. There is life beyond what feels dead and not alive and cold right now. And God is with you, and he is carrying you even in these times when you feel like you can't carry on. And for you to just be able to trust that and rest in that. And maybe it's just you can look out the window and see the sun coming up every day as evidence of that. But you are not alone, and the end of the story is good because of who Jesus is and what he's done for you.
Ellie, I've heard it described so many times that speaking with you is often just like getting a warm hug, and I feel that now. And so thankful that we've had a moment to catch up, and just excited to see what God does, not just through the song, but through this devotional book and you guys hitting the road. And I'm sure there's going to be lots of fun stories from your kids. Anyone who follows you on social media knows that you live an interesting life, and you are not afraid to document it. So.
It's very true. We are far from perfect, but we are stumbling and tripping to the foot of the cross every day, asking God for help as we parent these little kids and take them on the road with us. So we're grateful for everything, and hope to see you guys on the road.
Absolutely. We would really appreciate connecting with you again in person. I know it's been far too long. So safe travels to you guys for the touring, and hope all the best for everything else. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks so much for having me. So grateful for you guys. Much love.